By the way, I ChatGPT'd a lot of these questions, but
okay.
We'll just riff. You get to talk about yourself. I'm going to ask you questions about the program. What got you into blah, 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 whatever. Oh, is that already recording? All right, we're here with Cruzly, a.k.a. Just Raven. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Very good, very good. So I want to ask you basically a bit about your background, like your musical journey. What got you into music? What inspired you to make beats? Just your journey as a artist, so to speak.
Okay, so we can start back from the country I was born. I was born in Antigua. I came here 7 years ago. And back home, I was part of the choir. I was the lead singer. So that kind of just inspired my journey for music. And then I came here and I met an underground rapper back in Rexdale. I forgot his name because we don't talk anymore. But he got me into making beats because he's just like an artist and he like used to take beats off of YouTube. So I was just asking like, oh, just make beats. And he's like, it's hard. So then I tried and we don't speak anymore. But I just ended up falling in love making beats. And that's how it all started.
That's an amazing story. I love those backgrounds. Mine is not that interesting. I was just a bored teenager looking for a creative outlet. But for that matter, how long have you been making music? And like, what's the journey been like so far?
I've been making music for 2-3 years now. Just in my bedroom, a little amateur, slowly upgrading. And what was your other question again?
I mean, like, how's the journey been like so far? Just like the uphills, the downhills, just learning the actual craft. Because I know a lot of people, some of them pick it up quick. I know it took me like a few years because I've been making beats like 5 years and I know it took me quite a while to just get the hang of the dog, get the hang of like what I wanted to do sound wise. So like for the last 2-3 years, have you been kind of finding that yourself, like finding your lanes and whatnot?
Honestly, it's kind of been hard because you get into like this creative state where you're like really creative and you're trying to make so much beats, and then there's those days where it's like you can't even lay down like a simple like a chord progression, and it's just like it's so annoying, and like sometimes the loops are not hitting either, so it's just like you sit there like you're just like, how am I gonna make this work? But that has been happening a lot lately, just creative block. But the uphills is just like learning, getting like the knowledge about like perfecting your craft, and like you get to learn more things on like the DAW, especially like there's some things that it took me like a while, just the simple stuff, it took me a while to understand. So yeah, like my journey so far has been, it's been challenging, but I'm facing it.
No, I totally get that. I think everybody kind of has those things too, where like some people, they start, you know, they're a year in and they're already insane at making beats. I think just, you know, the journey is different for everybody. The learning curves are different for everybody. So it's sort of one thing I've learned too, is just to not compare myself to other people and like how fast they progress and the stuff they're getting, the accomplishments and whatnot. Like, it's really not worth it to do that. I think the best thing to do is just like do it as often as you can, have that passion for it, and don't lose that passion for it. And you're pretty much good to go, I think, after that. So you mentioned you were from Antigua, right? Interesting. Caribbean country?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, crazy. So do you find, like, early on, you mentioned you were in the choir as well. Were there any specific artists or music you were listening to at that time? Maybe, like, regional, could be exterior, it doesn't matter. But, like, what do you think, like, music obviously captivated you early on. So, like, what were some of those early influences like?
First artist, Nicki Minaj. That's who I grew up with. And an artist named Alkaline, like all the Caribbean people know who that is. He's just been a big for like fucking years. And yeah, those are like the main two that got me like into music. Ooh, Fetty Wap. That's all.
Fetty's crazy. Okay, Fetty's crazy, man. He was huge, bro.
He was so huge with Trap Queens, 647, like that was the shit back then.
Yo, because see, the one with the problem was too is like he had all those hits on that one album, and it was just like, you can't, I don't know, I feel like he couldn't really bounce back from that, you know? His first album was basically the greatest hits album, which is like, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, I think, for artists, right?
Yeah, it is. Like, sometimes, like, that's why I kind of sit in my bed sometimes, and I'm like, do I really want to become an artist? Like, there's all this hype and pressure on you, and it's like, am I better just like being a producer, or am I better off being an artist? Like, I still don't know till this day, so I'm still thinking about it, but as the day goes by, I guess.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I mean, I think the problem is too, is like you go into those markets and like there's a lot of artists, there's a lot of producers, right? So I think the biggest thing too is like, how are you gonna make a splash, right? I mean, I ask myself that question, like, how am I gonna make an impact? What am I doing differently that other people necessarily aren't doing? Right. I think that's the biggest thing too. So obviously, like, you came to Toronto, right? 7 years ago, right? So from your early influences to now, like, what artists and sounds are you trying to curate, like, recently? What's really been inspiring you within the, like, recently?
Ooh, underground rap. So Glock 40, Baby Smooth, Lucky, like, Ken Carson. His new album was so fire. Like, I'm trying to, like, find my way into those type of genres because I really like it, especially like rage music. But I know that's kind of dying down, but that's still like a controversial topic. But still, like, I'm trying to mark my way into that type of like sound type of genre.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing is, the underground to a lot of the time, like at one point Yeet was underground, you know, now he's huge, right? So it's sort of one of those things where when you have the right artist at the right time, maybe the sound they're working on too, rage especially too, like it has its pocket now, but I think a lot of the newer trends too, they have their ups and downs, right? New York drill kind of came in, took off, went back down, you know? It's just like that. I don't think it's necessarily dying down. I think the sound is always there. The sound is always going to be there. It's always going to be influenced. Obviously, you got guys like, you know, Opium doing their rage stuff too. Like, that's never going to die. It's always going to be a sound. It's just going to evolve, right? So do you feel like when you first started making beats too, especially, like, what was, I think the main thing is like, how's your sound changed from then on? Did you always have the same like sound you were going for, or was it just, does it just change over time? You think like a year from now, you're going to be on some whole other wave?
Honestly, I agree with that. I think like I will, like, next year my whole like sound is gonna change, because last year like my sound was so trash. Like, it was just like generic beats on YouTube you would hear, or like sad melodic like Bart Simpson type shit. But now like I've been making more like trap, like melodic with like a bit of like sci-fi and like rock, and like I'm just trying to like combine elements together, like the ones that I like. I'm really into punk music, I'm really into rock music, I'm into Korn, Slipknot, da da da.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay. So my music taste is very wide, it's very open.
Does that ever come through when you're making beats at all? Because I feel like for me too, like I grew up listening to a lot of rock, a lot of metal music too. I feel like, do you ever try to kind of channel that into your beats at all? Maybe be it like you don't have the medium, like I don't know if like you have a guitar at all?
Yes, I do have an electric guitar, but I don't know how to play it. Like I was taking lessons during before COVID, then COVID hit right there on the spot, and then I lost everything. Like, I couldn't have a private tutor, I couldn't have none of that. So I just like have my guitar sitting in my room just screaming at me like, when are you gonna pick me up?
I feel that. I literally just got one too, and it's like I'm trying to get into those, like, you know, I've just recorded stuff off of like beginner knowledge too, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's, you really gotta stick with it and play. Like, it's gonna take a while, but it's like, you know, long game, right? I think honestly, once you learn the basics of it, you're able to record very easily. You know, I would say like get the right guitar plugins, guitar rig. They have some Waves bundles like that too. Once you learn the basics of it, it's super easy. And the thing is, just stack stuff, right? Start with one idea, layer that, and then it sounds crazy after.
I never really thought of it that way. Like I want to learn how to do those like crazy solo guitars. Yeah, like imagine that on a beat, that goes crazy, especially with some drums. Like, I want to make stuff like that. I want to make something different. Like, you know, Destroy Lonely, like that new album he made, like it's like kind of rock with like, like it's kind of like punk mixed with like trap underground. Like, I don't know how to really describe it. Like, it's just that I kind of want to make something like that, but it, obviously not copy him, but just make something my own, like make original.
I like that though. See, because already right there you have a vision, right? And that's really, really good too. You know what you want to do. You're like, okay, I want to try this. And then eventually, I find I had that early on too. Where I'm like, okay, I know what I want to do. I know what I'm trying to do. Maybe I don't have the skill set for it right now, but eventually I'm going to be able to do it, right? That's the whole thing. If you have that vision, if you can stick with it, just be consistent with it, you're able to actually produce it one day, skill set wise. Be it guitar, be it whatever other medium you're looking for. Like, it's definitely possible. definitely doable. So I like that you have that vision as well. So you're in, yeah, of course, you're in the IMP program, right? What initially drew you to that program?
Honestly, I graduated high school like not too long ago, like a year ago, and I kind of had like this phase where I was like stuck. I was like, damn, what do I really want to do? Do I want to become a nurse, follow everybody else, like not to be on some weird stuff like that. Like, I just wanted to go on my own career. So like, since I loved music and my mom also, like, she listened to my beats, she was like, why won't you look up like programs on the internet, see if like any interests you. I found this one on, like, in downtown. I was like, nah, that's too far for me. So I saw Seneca, and I was like, Seneca, the college has a music program? That's dope. So I look at the description, whatever, whatever. Originally, I thought, like, it was, like, one of those producer programs, because I didn't really take in independent music production. Like, yeah. I just thought, like, I'm going to know how to do the stuff, like, from behind the scenes, not be the artist, not be the spotlight. Until I auditioned, and I sent in my beats, and they were like, oh, like, these are nice, but I need an original song. So I'm like, okay, cool, fuck it, why not? I never made songs before, so I'm going to try this one time. Right? So I took it upon myself, and I went to Band Lab, and I recorded my first song, and I sent it to him, and I was like, I'm not going to get in. I thought I wasn't going to get in until, like, a month later. They're like, oh, yeah, you're accepted, by the way. I'm like, I am? What? Yeah. So yeah, that's the whole little story of how I got here today. Here I am.
Got in off of Band Lab. That's kind of a flex though. I can't lie. Like, it kinda is though, too. Off of Band Lab too. So it's like, imagine what you could do if you actually, like, you know, real studio, real engineer. Like, you got in off of Band Lab. There's definitely potential there. Like, have you written lyrics prior to that?
Yeah, I liked writing lyrics since I was a kid, but I never really took it serious because I thought it was corny. I was like, oh, it's kind of like a journal. Like, nobody's going to actually listen to these stuff. And, like, as I started, like, recording little by little, I'm getting out of my comfort zone still. So I'm kind of iffy about my lyrics, but sometimes I just say fuck it and record it, to be honest.
That's the way to do it. I think the problem is too, I definitely had those. Like, every time I've tried to dabble in, like, writing lyrics and stuff, I'm always like, what am I supposed to talk about? You know, like, what do I say, or how do I word this and then make it work in the song? Right? I see, like, some people, they're just able to do it so easily. You know, they just hop in the booth, they know what they want to say, they know how they want to say it. And that's the mark of a great artist too. I know you guys are working on, like, the final project song right now, is that right?
Yeah. It's called The Major Project. Yeah, we are working on that. We've been working on that for a month now. And mine is still in the process of mixing and mastering, because the recording, I definitely could have had better quality, because I recorded it on a dynamic mic. So yeah. Without any pop filters. So it's just...
You got the Yeti? Huh? Blue Yeti?
The Blue Yeti?
You don't know about the Blue Yeti? Oh, that's like the classic Bluetooth mic.
What?
Yeah, you don't know about that? Yeah, but it's like $80-$90, right?
Is it good though?
Not really. Hey, but you know what? It works. It works. Which mic did you record?
I recorded on a dynamic, but I do have a condenser with the pop filter. It's just that I have guinea pigs in my room. So it's just, you can hear them like chattering in the background.
They're trying to spit a verse. It's understandable.
I guess.
It is what it is, man. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think that's the biggest problem too. Like, I live with like six other people in my house, so it's kind of like, to record, like, if I had to record anything, if I was an artist, I'd have to go to a studio. I think that's why a lot of artists end up going to that as well. They like the vibe, privacy, you know, it's treated kind of like the room we're in right now. Yeah. It's just a little bit easier.
Another reason why artists like to go to studios is because, like, at home, they feel like, oh, I can just do this anytime. Like, I'll just touch anytime, but then they don't actually get to do it. But at the studio, you're pressured. You're right there. It's time to cook, okay?
Exactly. But honestly, that is, like, probably the most effective way to do it. That pressure sometimes when you know you got to make some heat, basically, like, you're able to, like, I feel like for me, it works. You know, when I have that pressure on me, when it's like, okay, you have to come up with something right now, like, it works. I end up making something really good. I'm able to just flesh it out. Especially at this point, now I've been making beats like 4 or 5 years. I feel like I have the skill set to make. Like, if I start with an idea, I'm able to just see it through and make it happen.
Really?
Make it sound good.
See, I want to become like you.
Bro, it takes
my
time.
Goal.
Okay, nah, like, it takes time too. Like, trust me, I still make mid from time to time. I'm not, no producer is like mid-proof. You know, everybody, they have their days. Yeah. where you don't make anything good, doesn't sound good, whatever, right? But I feel like now I've just, you gotta make a habit of like, at least I've tried to make a habit of like, I gotta finish everything I start, right? Don't like, I don't abandon projects. If I start a melody or a beat, I finish it, export it, and I don't look back at it. And trust me, it's very effective, very effective. Because you don't know, sometimes the mid loops people end up enjoying. I'm like, I don't know about this one. I send it out, it gets used. And I'm like, oh, all right, well. Like, you don't know. The biggest thing is you don't know. So I think the most important thing is, too, is, like, if you just stay consistent on that, finish everything you start, export everything you make, even if you don't think it's that good, it one day it'll find its place.
Right.
Regardless. But yeah, so tell me what you're doing. Tell me more about what you're doing with that major project then.
So for the major project, like, this is like one of my first like actual serious song. So like, I don't really sing anymore because I do smoke. So I just started rapping since like one of my biggest like inspos is Nicki Minaj, and I really like how she like raps aggressively. So I kind of just took that and took some of my lyrics about like my experience with like fake friends from the past, and I kind of I just went at it with the mic, and it's literally a rap song just about like fake friends like leaving you, you know, or like a girl that leaves you over a nigga that just like cheats on them, like, you know, like friendships like that, like it kind of took a toll on me last year, so I just wrote a song about it.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, so I kind of just wrote a song about it and just project my emotions onto my craft, because that's the best way to do it.
That's literally the best way to do it. Honestly, Raven, Cruzly, I'm looking forward to what you have in store. We're all looking forward to what you have in store. Thank you for your time for the interview. We are going to wrap this up, but do you have any social media you'd like to plug, anything you'd like to promote right now? Here's your time.
So my SoundCloud is just Raven. Yeah, and my YouTube... YouTube
probably the same.
No, it's just Raven one with two N's.
Don't remember that. All right, two N's with the one. Okay, if you're trying to look her up, buy some beats, whatever. You got a beat store?
I'm trying to build the website right now. I'm in the middle of it.
BeatStars is good too if you need to.
Really?
Yeah, recommend it. It's easy enough. But all right, that's our time. This has been Raven Cruzly. Looking forward to what you got in the store. I've been Teo Damani, and I don't know how to end this, so yeah.